talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And before we go to the telephone lines, I want to get into this subject. Believe it or not, in the last year, since July of 2021, so that's a year, the Department of Justice Task Force on Election Threats and Integrity has received more than 1,000 threats, allegations of threats against election workers. This includes poll workers, clerks, people who man the polls the day of, people who count the ballots, and a lot of people who are just average people, commissioners who vote, for instance, on certifying the election, that kind of thing. More than 1,000 of them around the country. How many convictions do you think they've gotten in a year when you have 1,000 threats that are reported to you that you follow up on? The answer? The Department of Justice has gotten one conviction. One conviction. That isn't even 1%. That's 1/10 of 1%. What are they doing? Apparently, what's occurring is police are reluctant to get involved because they're afraid that somehow the people will say they're covered by the First Amendment. Now, you may say that's ridiculous, but the First Amendment cases on this are all over the place, and some of them go something like this. If you call a candidate and say, I'm going to kill you, yeah, that's a felony. If you call a candidate and say someone should kill you, or you will be killed, and they don't say by whom, or your wife or kids should be killed, a lot of people won't prosecute that. They'll say, well, that's a statement of opinion, and they're not threatening to do it themselves. This is baloney. I represented TV and radio properties in my legal practice for decades. I did a lot of First Amendment law, and I've tried libel cases. That is baloney. If somebody calls a poll worker, because they can trace these calls, if somebody calls a poll worker and says, you should be killed, or your wife and kids are going to be killed, or they should be, prosecute them. If they want to claim First Amendment, let them do it to the jury. Juries are not going to like it, and they will put them away, and it's important when this happens to give them some prison time. Give them a couple of years at least, maybe more, depending on the severity of the incident. The word has got to go out, and if they say, well, that'll cost me my job, or my marriage, and so forth, okay, too bad, don't do it again, and everybody else pay attention to this. Merrick Garland has got to step up his game. I mean, one conviction out of more than 1,000 threats of violence to poll workers, election workers, and all manner of people involved in elections. It's corrosive. A lot of these people resign or they won't agree to do it the next election. And the Republicans have put together a task force of election deniers to go around to recruit new election people. And, you know, out in Colorado, you have Tina Peters, that one clerk in Mesa County, who permitted election deniers access to the database. She posted the passwords on a right-wing website. She's right now being prosecuted. She was permitted to go free pending trial, and she's violated her probation on two occasions, and now they're seeking to revoke. If you don't do something, this will get worse. It is getting worse, and you are destroying our elections. Here's what I would do. Take it away from local DAs and take it away from local police. Hire more assistant U.S. attorneys around the country. Let's say Milwaukee and Madison, they each have a U.S. attorney. Hire a few assistants, and one of them, the exclusive jurisdiction and mission, is to investigate and prosecute election threats. They'll do a good job. They'll do a very good job. And then if you need investigators, let that person evaluate whether the local police are reliable or not. And if they are, great, use the local police. If they aren't, use the FBI. And if you need more FBI agents, hire them. We got to stop this. You can't have more than 1,000 complaints in a 12-month period with one conviction. You cannot, you know, we've talked about Merrick Garland a lot. You know, I mean, I like him personally. He was appointed because he'd been up for Supreme Court. He loves, you know, reputation, and he loves the solemnity of everybody saying, oh, that's Merrick Garland. Does he have the aggressiveness, frankly, for trench warfare with these people? And I'm not just talking about prosecuting Trump. I mean, how much more evidence does the guy need? I mean, you know, he has, I mean, what, do you need another dead body or something? I mean, what is this guy waiting for? But on this, really, what is he waiting for? Women are, especially older women, middle-aged women, are getting threats, younger women, poll workers, we will kill your kids. And they praise it obliquely. Somebody will. It'll be a shame, but somebody will. Prosecute them, Merrick, or get the hell out of office. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Dick.
Extremely scary stuff, Matt. To last night, some of the video that I saw, quickly to Hawley and then to Trump himself, I don't think that Carl Lewis or Bob Hayes could have beaten him in the 100 after what I saw last night, the coward that he is, sprinting through the Capitol after he was probably one of the people that got people riled up. But then to Trump himself, I thought it was really special that he finally stood up for him when you think about it. For the insurrectionists. You know, they're saying all these people are going to jail and he's, you know, golfing, doing whatever he wants. But for the first time last night when they showed that thing from the day after, I'm not going to say that. Well, that's as good as he can do. I don't know how much solace that gives to somebody who's already serving time, but he did give him, I got to give him credit, he did at least acknowledge that he wasn't going to say he lost the election or he wasn't going to say anything derogatory about the people.
Yeah, but you know, the thing, yet the next day was a scam. And the reason I say it was a scam is this. I mean, he the day of, at the end, he goes, I love you, you're special, and it's time to go home, time to be tucked into bed. Oh, what, an officer died, somebody was shot, somebody was trampled to death, somebody has head crushed, somebody's being beaten unmercifully. Well, you know, you're just patriotic tourists. The next day, what happened, they got together and they said, Trump, you are going to get prosecuted. So here's what you should say. So they feed it to him. That wasn't a message of anything sticking up for anybody. He tried to turn on them to save his own hide. He doesn't care about these people. He doesn't care about anybody. You have to understand, a sociopath doesn't care about anybody. So, he does not love anybody other than himself. He does not think anybody's special other than himself. So the next day, he'd throw one of the bus right away. And he'd say it was wrong to go up there and do these things. Well, take a good look at his demeanor, his eyes. He was doing it to save his own skin, and he did it in a clumsy, weird fashion. And it was very similar, and people don't remember this now, but back in the 50s and 60s, the North Koreans have, it's not just a fascist state, it is a pathology. It's not even a human form of government. If they capture somebody, they torture them until they get up and denounce them. I denounce the United States, or I denounce Europe, I denounce my own family, I denounce myself. They're doing it to save themselves from more torture. That's the way Trump looked. If Trump were captured by the North Koreans, that's the way it would look. So, you know, yeah, I saw the thing on the 7th. It was all absolute baloney, and he was trying to throw people under the bus. And well, I didn't tell him to go up there and hit officers. No, I didn't. Well, yes, you did. You said, and nobody's going to do it if you don't get up there and take your government back. He knew they were armed. He said, get rid of the metal detectors. They're not here to harm me. But who else are they there to harm? Members of Congress and cops. That's who they were there to harm. He knew it. Merrick Garland, prosecute the guy. What are you waiting for? I know you want to wait for the November elections now, even though Trump's not on the ballot. Okay, then do it right after that. Don't be lying in the weeds and then say we're too close to 2024. Because if the Democrats lose Congress in November, the January 6th commission goes away. Kevin McCarthy will disband it. He said he will. And he will launch a new one. And, you know, you're not going to believe this. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio is the new chair of the Judiciary Committee in the House. Believe it or not, he himself is a criminal. He met with Trump in the White House in December of 2020 to plan the insurrection and the coup. And the clown will be what? The chairman of the Judiciary Committee? And the clown will convene another commission? They say they're going to investigate Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for what? For standing up to fascists in the Republican Party? They're going to investigate Trump. They're going to, Biden, and they're going to impeach Biden. They'll have the majority vote, go to the Senate, and they're going to be convicted in the Senate, take 67 of them. There aren't 17 Democrats who are going to do it. There aren't going to be one Democrat. And I don't think there'll be most Republicans. They will do it to take people's mind off of January 6th, the coup and the insurrection. And let me tell you something a little darker and deeper. They're doing it to take people's minds off of the cult of Trump, the fascist cult of Trump. But that's not what's really at issue. At some point, Trump's mortal, he'll pass away. The fascist cult is deep, deep like termites in the Republican Party. And after the North Carolina case in October, you will not have a right to vote for president directly in a lot of states. Slowly, that's what's happening. Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.